When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy May Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And, hey, I got to tell you, it is the most beautiful day. It is incredible, and it's the best day we've had all year. And it's the 1st of May. And I have to tell you, it's beautiful and sunny here in the great Pacific Northwest, where I look west towards the Olympics. And by golly, I can not only see downtown Seattle, I see the Olympics with snow on them as well. And the other wonderful view this week is across the desk. Because back in the saddle again would be Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Good morning, Gary.
Hello.
Hey, you're a little wobbly there on that microphone.
I know, I'm a little concerned.
Yep. Now, see, if you try to screw that in like I did, then yours might drop on the desk like I did. So,
it could. Of course, if that happens, the show won't come to a screeching halt. Because you'll still...
I'll still have a microphone. Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's the big difference.
Right. I did the same thing. You know, our microphones hang in front of our faces, folks, so that you know. And you heard before, if they're wobbly, it bothers me. So I tried to screw the screw in tighter, and I screwed it the wrong way, and my microphone fell on the desk. And, yeah, it was one of those reality radio moments. And speaking of that,
Having a microphone is a problem for the show.
No. Well, yeah, that would be if I didn't have a microphone.
No, I mean, when it's on the table, that's a problem for the show.
Definitely. And it was a problem at that moment.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for quite a while, Gary suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder.
I still kind of do.
Because whenever I reach for my microphone to screw it in,
I'm like,
Yeah, you see this look of panic on Gary's face.
Anything could happen here.
Yep. So, let's see. Let's get in the conversation here, because we have a three-way roundtable in the studio today, just like last week. And that is because Animal World's call screener, Scotty Robertson, is here, but he's not in his own studio. He's in our studio. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning.
Yeah, you like it in here. You're not isolated in your own cage over there anymore.
This is very cool. Oh, and by the way, this is the second best day of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, a week ago Saturday.
Last Saturday.
That was a pretty great day.
That was a beautiful day. But it wasn't 65. It's supposed to be 65 today. So I'm anticipating the best day of the year. See, thought directs energy, right? You know, see, this is the best day of the year.
Okay.
Woo! Sure is pretty, huh?
Oh, it is beautiful.
Yeah. Makes us happy. Well,
and then right back to the rain tomorrow.
Yeah, that's why I'm cutting my grass today.
It's a good idea.
Yep. So, let's see. Speaking of today, well, as you know, reality radio started when we walked into the studio last week before we went on the air, because we walked into the studio and Gary wasn't here.
Nope.
Valerie was here. Easter Sunday. We were all here. Gary wasn't. But that's because you got... you somebody that does the Mariners stuff must have gotten sick or something at the last minute, and you had to fill in or something?
Yeah, I've been doing more and more Mariners stuff, but not on Sundays, and then I did a Sunday, so I couldn't be here.
Now, so what is it that when you do this Mariner thing, we were talking about your ears were probably burning. What is it that you do when you do this Mariner
thing?
Pre and post game, yeah. Where? Like on the radio?
Yes, on the radio.
Can you tell us where on the radio?
Yeah, 710. Well, the Mariners Radio Network, but in Seattle it's 710.
Cairo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do the pregame and the postgame?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I did it last night. They've won 5 in a row.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, then you boys can be happy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very, very good. So anyway, we're glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back.
And you get another Easter today because Scotty brought you all kinds of Easter stuff for you and Mary.
It's
and
a
the
big
kids,
bag.
Finley and Baker. Yeah. Well, it's not as full as it was last week because when you weren't here, he gave some of your Easter stuff to Valerie.
Oh,
so.
I understand.
All right. So there we go. So Gary's back, which is wonderful. And, well, last week when you weren't here, Gary, we had the surprise because Scotty, you know, we sit at this big table in this studio. Gary's across from me, and then my guests are usually on my right side, and we kind of make a round circle. Scotty usually has his own studio, and he's behind the glass window in the other room. Well, Scotty's studio has been gutted, and we've kind of told you that we're remodeling. Things are getting spiffed up around here, and they already did. They did the Click Studio, right? They started with that,
Click.
Which used to be Jazz, that's now Click. And
uh-huh.
So I guess when you change from Jazz to Click, you got to spiff up the place. So they did their studio. Now they're working on us. And Scotty's studio is like gutted. It's like the door's open. There's nothing in the room except a desk.
It's a hollow shell.
Yeah. So all of the lights, cameras, action folks, computers, and all the stuff is like
gone.
And so... So until further notice, this is the way it's working today. Scott, like last week, Scotty's going to be in the studio here with us, which he's going to enjoy when you find out what we're doing today. And then when he has to make phone calls or if the phone rings, he gets to run across the hall because we are using, and I think I have the technical jargon down right, we are using Click's auxiliary studio.
Yes.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how do you
like
that, folks? We are using Click's auxiliary studio for our phone call stuff.
Yeah.
So he'll go... That's the deal there. But
that.
Now...
And maybe I'll put it on hold just to, so he doesn't have to... feel pressure.
Oh, well, I got my running shoes on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he does.
So I'm just warning the callers, you know, you may go on hold before.
Yeah,
it
so
gets
that's a possibility. But you know you're being handled if you hear the show in your
yes.
ear. But then Gary, you said reality radio has already started for next week because
I think that's
we probably
the plan.
Because
anyway.
The studio we're sitting in now is probably going to be gutted by
yeah.
next week.
Yeah, I think it's going to start next week.
And I think you said it starts next Saturday.
You
said the
7th? 7th. I don't know what the
7th is
Saturday.
Saturday because the 8th is Sunday, and that's the day we do
Well, there you
show.
Go. Yes.
Well, see, that already concerned... Well, and I probably shouldn't put this out there, but I'm thinking, you know, they're starting... we're going to have to temporarily move to the Kixie studio.
Yes.
Which is on the other end of the building.
Yes.
So we'll be making a trek down there,
uh-huh.
and we'll be broadcasting out of their studio,
uh-huh.
which... We don't get any practice runs. We have no idea what we'll be doing.
No,
if it's,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, so it'll be a seat of the pants radio.
Sure. That's the best kind.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, see, what I'm thinking is they're just going to start this new plan on Saturday. That's the day before our show.
We'll be the test show.
No,
there'll be shows on Saturday, so I'll
get it. But that's what I'm figuring, you know, it usually takes us more than a day to work out bugs.
They'll work out the bugs Saturday. I'll talk to them, see what happened, and then we'll be fine.
Cool. See, I like positive attitude. Hey, like that. Yeah, you better tune in, see what happens. So anyway, that will be next week. And interesting, as long
what's
as...
Going on?
No, don't panic. I have a whole... You obviously have my hands on the microphone and I'm adjusting things. That's why he's...
Flipping. I just saw the mic dip.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Well, that's because I couldn't see my notes.
Thought I'd have to jump into action.
Yeah. Well, now you're good.
I already have an action.
Not,
I do
I'm
have an
action
plan.
I'm not touching the screw because it's not loose.
I know, but my action plan, I just swing my mic over as quickly as possible to get it to you.
You're always Johnny on the spot.
I know. Well, I'm ready.
Not always. Yeah, because didn't Gary messed up a couple times last week, right? Because our official rule is if you weren't here, it's your fault.
Yeah.
And he wasn't here, so something must have been your fault.
Probably.
Last week. Yeah. Yeah. That's right, because I remember saying his fan club can't save him from this.
But
I don't remember
what it was.
I don't remember what you did, so it can't have been that big a deal. All right, but speaking of reality radio, that's happened for us today because, and so everybody, pretty much everybody but me, doesn't know what's going on today.
Well, I don't know.
That includes Scotty. That includes Gary.
Everybody but you.
And that includes you in Radioland, because when all of this went down, which has been touch and go for all the entire week, when decisions finally got made, there was just so much going on, I totally forgot to tell Rhonda, Indigo Dog, my webmaster, to change the subject of what we're doing on the show today. So I'm the only one that knows. Does anybody else want to know?
Yes, I would like to know.
Okay.
Me too.
I am so excited. Well, let me tell you first. We're supposed to be doing Martha and Robin Sunday, gifted psychic medium, intuitive Reiki master Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio was supposed to be here on our Robin and Martha Sunday today. And we were going to be talking to the animals. Well, the not good news is that, I think it was on Monday, it was early in the week, Robin's cat accidentally scratched her hand. And, you know, which has happened before, that happens to all of us, it's no big deal. But within a very short period of time, her hand blew up and swelling and stuff, and they ended up that night having to go to the emergency room, and she had to be treated for, you know, very resistant bacterial infection. And it was touch and go. And she was in and out of the ER for several days. And they put her right arm is in a splint. She has to keep it elevated because apparently if you're fighting a resistant bacteria, they don't want you to move, because if you move the part of the body, that stimulates the bacteria to spread. So she'd been kind of miserable and bored, we thought she wasn't responding by kind of midweek or towards the later end of the week, but when she went to see her own doctor, found out that her body was responding very well and the bacterial infection was healing. She was just really allergic to the heavy-duty antibiotics she was taking.
Oh,
so her doctor switched up what she was taking and how she was taking it, but basically her arm still has to be in a splint and elevated, and she's recovering from the allergic reactions.
That's
and
good.
So forth. So Robin is not with us. She's home resting. She's going to be listening today, though. And we will do a Robin and Martha Sunday. Probably not until June at this point, because May is all booked, and I'll tell you what's going on here. I'm so excited about what we're doing instead today. Because I've never ever done this before.
Okay.
and that it's kind of, you know, taking a chance, but not really, because I'm so excited. I'm going to introduce you to a couple of women that I have discovered over the internet, and it actually has to do with Robin, because I discovered these women through Robin's Soul Spa, which, you know, her robinalexis.com. She has a Soul Spa group on her website, and I love the energy portals, so I have the website open all the time with an energy portal open, and I just kind of pay attention to what people post in the stories and so forth, and I've been absolutely intrigued by these women, and I'll tell you guys, I think I have discovered, this is a discovery, I think I've discovered us a new Helen and Bill Thayer.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know how cool Helen and Bill are.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for any of you that don't know, Helen and Bill Thayer are adventure travelers. Now, they're definite elders now, because they're in their late 70s and Bill's in his early 80s, and, you know, they trek all over the world. They've just come back from living in the wilds of Africa with a native tribe, and they'll be with us in June. But anyway, you know, they've been on the show a lot. We just are mesmerized by their stories. Well, These two gals are not adventure travelers, but let me tell you, they're unbelievable women. And those of you in the spa, Soul Spa, will have some familiarity with them. And I you want to know a little bit about these two women? They're our age bracket. They have told me that they are happy to share how old they are, but they call themselves a couple of old ladies. Little old ladies. They will be coming to us from the high desert of Arizona. They're 7,000 feet in the air.
Wow.
Yes, and they have had the most incredible lives. We will meet them as Dee and Willa, and that's how they're known on the internet. And now these women, I was particularly attracted to them because Dee especially has a background very similar to mine. They are both animal and dog trainers and behaviorists. They get this. They hosted an animal radio talk show for quite a long time.
Wow.
Okay, and I already know their knowledge in that area is vast. But then, I can't believe everything that especially Willa has done. How about growing up in the circus? How about raising and training circus animals, Hollywood animals, and doing movies? Traveling, the railroads with the circuses, and how about equestrian competition circles in Europe and Middle Eastern countries as a young woman, taking hunting parties into the wilds of Alaska, raising a family on a large cattle ranch, and doing, I don't even know what breezing flat track horses is. Different horse events and how about competing in the rodeo circuit, and what's really fascinating to me today, I think we're just going to have fun getting to know them and hear a bunch of these really crazy stories. I mean, they've got some of the best stories.
Sounds cool.
And now how about this one? Just a little hint. Yeah, you send your kid off to kindergarten, the Catholic school, and they do show and tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the kid says, teacher, can I bring an animal to show and tell? Well, what kind of animal do you have, son?
Oh,
I have a cat. Well, if the cat's well-behaved and you bring it on a leash or in a carrier, that's okay. So he goes home and says, Mom, going to bring the cat to show and tell. Well, when Mom and the cat and this little kid when the cat strolls in on leash with this little kid into the classroom, it's a full-grown lion.
Whoa.
Nice.
The nun that's teaching the class goes into shock. All right. Now, that's just a hint.
That's incredible.
So we are going. Now, the other thing that's really neat about these women is up in that they're on 40 acres, 7,000 feet in the air, the high desert of Arizona, and they are self-sufficient, living on the land all the time. These two little old ladies, and they have animals for meat and for milk and for eggs, and they grow all this stuff, and they're getting ready to create this whole wonderful, or in the process of creating this whole wonderful environment where they can teach mini sustainable farming, and because the evolutionary process of what's going on for us here on the planet, which, and you may not know it, but we're going back to a simpler way of life. Mm-hmm. And we are going to have to be more local and self-sustaining. And you know, the animals have been telling us we need to start eating food that we grow right in our own areas instead of importing things because of the energy and all of that. But they're doing it already, and they're gearing up to set up an environment where they'll be able to teach and share the skills that they've mastered for all the years. And they're just phenomenal. I'm so excited. Can't wait to share them. We are just going to have fun today with Dee and Willa, and that will begin with the 10 o'clock hour. And by the way, we're out 15 minutes early again today. We will be closing out the show at 11:45. So I can't wait.
Yeah, it sounds
to
exciting.
Meet these women. Yeah, we're going to have a really good time. And at any rate, we will get Robin back on and do the next Robin. I don't know when the next Martha and Robin Sunday will be, because the rest of this month, it is May, and happy May Day, everybody.
Yeah.
And it is also Memorial Day, the end of this month. And, you know, we have, Gary, always traditionally, our Memorial Day show We've had Kim Miller, medium and animal to intuitive, come in, and we kind of, we don't want to take away from the original and true meaning of Memorial Day, and that's all well and good, but this is animal world, so we skew it to the animals. So we memorialize our animal friends, and Kim comes in and helps us talk with our dearly departed on the other side for our Memorial Day show. Well, with everything that's been going on in my life and the significant losses of my animal friends, and for so many of you that I know listening, have been going through this or are going through this, and we've been telling, you know, some stories about our own personal stories, and I'm getting more feedback from listeners than I've ever gotten before saying, thank you, we need to talk about this kind of stuff, we need help, we don't know how to go through all this stuff. So we are going to have a two-part Memorial Animal World this month of May, and we're going to do part one next week. Kim Miller, medium and animal to intuitive, will be in the studio with me next week, but we're not going to be taking phone calls. We are going to dedicate the show to discussing end-of-life issues with our animal friends. And so, you know, how do you know when it's time to say goodbye, and should you help them or should you not? Should you let them go on their own? Do you need to do it at home, or is it okay to go to the vet? And then what? How do you survive the grief and all of that? And it's going to kind of be a storytelling day, because Kim and I are going to tell you our own personal stories and how it's affected us, because somehow I think you hear our voices on the air and we come kind of bigger than life, and you think somehow we breeze through life without being affected in the same way everybody else is. And we are just as human as everyone else, and we go through all of this, and it seems that sharing our stories seems to help you. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to tell our own story. So big boxes of Kleenex next week, and we're going to hopefully help us all work through these issues and know how to better handle the situation and go through it with our animal friends. And then Kim will be back for our Memorial Day show the fourth Sunday of May. And then we will have phone lines open the whole show, and she will read for you and help you talk to your animal or human loved ones on the other side. And then official Memorial Day weekend, the last day of May, we will keep a shelter rescue sanctuary Sunday. And then the third, next week after next, Lola Michelin and Northwest School of Animal Massage will be in. So that kind of covers the month of May. All right. Now, today, I've got an alert. I've got an event happening today. I've got some follow-up and news. And we are going to do current events the end of this hour. So that's out of the way. So I'll have more time with Dee and Willa. And then 11 o'clock tip will be with the warm weather, fleas, and how to deal with fleas. So we'll run how to deal with Martha's four-step flea plan at 11 o'clock. And I'll tell you, I don't know if you heard Julie's Dog Talk radio show before, the rerun was before our show this morning, and she was interviewing flea busters and talking about fleas and so forth. And of course, they were predicting a big flea year this year, and I think they may be right. Because, you know, I had fleas show up out of nowhere, and I don't know where they came from. Already at my house last month, or a month or month and 6 weeks ago, or a month ago anyway. Yeah. So I think she's right. It's going to be a big flea year, so you want to be on top of it. And then Dee and Willa will be with us starting at 10 o'clock hour, and that's provided they get all their chores done before. See, they're racing around right now. I don't think they're listening to us, because they're trying to get chores done. And let's see, they have 5 horses, 8, 9, or 10 goats. They're not sure until next week when Petunia has her babies. 4 sheep, 7 chicken, 2 cats, who are really good at their job of keeping the mice population down, and 15 rescued dogs of all assorted breeds, shapes, and sizes, from hound and Newfie to Chihuahua and Terry Who. And wow. Each of their animals has a purpose, a job, or a role, and their own important place in their large eclectic family.
What a menagerie.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to get to know these gals. It's going to be so much fun. And I think, Well, today we're just going to have fun and get to know them and tell some stories. And then we're going to, I think we're going to have to do a show on this sustainable mini farming and stuff and all that, do that good stuff that they're doing. All right. What have I got here? How about happening today? Would that be a good thing? So what did I do with it? Get current events out here. And this is the last day of the rummage sale. There we go. That benefits People Helping Horses. So it's the annual People Helping Horses rummage sale and fundraiser. Today is the last day. It begins at 10 o'clock this morning, goes till 4, and they're in Arlington. And they will have all kinds of stuff at the rummage shows, the rummage sale. And they are, I'll give you an address here so you can find them if you want to head on out. They are at 24717 43rd Avenue Northeast in Arlington. Their phone number is 360-435-9393. And if they happen to be checking their email, info@peoplehelpinghorses.org. So know that that is going on today from 10 to 4. Last day, take advantage of the rummage sale. Okay. Did that. What's next? How about... I heard from Betsy up at Mollywood Avian Sanctuary. We have been for the last... probably 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
The Betsy I'm speaking of is the director, runner, person responsible for Mollywood Avian Sanctuary up in Bellingham that take care of all the parrots and large birds that don't have anybody else to care for them. They also took in the James family about, a month or so ago because they had a fire and lost everything. It is a mom and dad, two teenage sons and two toddlers, and they lost everything. And thanks to our listeners, we've been supplying them and getting them started with everything they need to carry on life. And they're pretty much set. Betsy says, at this point, things are pretty much covered with the James. Things are about the same as they were last week. Thank you for the tip on the PUD for possible, freezer, fridge. She has passed that on to the Jameses, but doesn't know if that's panned out to anything. So as far as she knows, the things that are still needed are a refrigerator, a freezer, chest or upright, and a bunk bed. And then any little things might be helpful as well. But the bottom line is kind of if you have things that you're going to donate, it's worth giving Mollywood a call to see if it's something that the Jameses can use. And if it is, they'll come pick it up. So you don't even have to take it to them. And so the Mollywood phone number, if you want to help the James family, is 360-966-7490. Okie dokie. So that's it on the James. Let's see. Oh, here's another one, alert. And this is sent out through the rescue groups. It's just a yucky story of a little 13-year-old Yorkie, 10 pounds, that died as a result of eating one dingo mini dental treat. And all of this gal, she has 6 dogs, 3 little ones, 3 big ones. She bought the dingo mini dental treats for the first time, gave one to all of her dogs. All of them got sick and vomited for days, but this little 13-year-old Yorkie went into kidney failure and died. So, and apparently this dingo mini dental treats have had a number of recalls recently related to salmonella and so forth on the treats. So, if you have any, I'd toss them. I wouldn't buy them. But, I don't recommend any kind of rawhide or those kind of chewables for dogs anyway, because they just, in my opinion, are too dangerous, too risky. So, there is that. What else have we got here? Well, let's see. Looks like it's almost 9:30. Let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and we'll stay on schedule. How would that? Ooh, that's a first. And then we will come back with, there's some really interesting stuff in the news this week. Take care of that and get to current events before the end of the hour. And, oh boy, Then we're going to the high desert in Arizona. Ooh, doesn't that kind of sound like Art Bell? Did you ever used to listen to Art Bell?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and didn't he start a show kind of like coming to you from the high desert, Pahrumpf, Nevada, or something like that? The high desert? So that's kind of, I think of that every time I think, the high desert, Arizona.
East of the Rockies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe there's some of that stuff going on there, too. Okay. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So pay attention and support our advertisers. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator. Once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a missing link formula for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters like house rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula and a horse formula and a missing link plus with a glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage, celebrating their 10th anniversary. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and great anniversary deals.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Passato Safe Haven rescues and rehabilitates cats, dogs, and farm animals that may not have another chance. Trudy is a sweet 7-year-old lab mix. She has an expressive silver face with a soft, thick black coat. She loves being cuddled and will lay her head on your lap gently, asking for more love. Trudy is a real sweetheart, but prefers humans over four-legged furry friends. Please consider adopting one of Passato's Safe Haven's rescued animals or making a donation. For more information, visit PassatoSafeHaven.org or call 360-793-9393.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium, and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993. And you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I'll say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, it's except for today and next week because that's women's Husky softball happening. We're out at 1145.
Actually, today is baseball.
Oh, crap. Should have asked. Okay.
The original, they changed the original game time for some reason.
Okay, so it's men's baseball today.
Uh-huh.
Are they playing local?
No, they're in Pullman.
Okay.
Playing Washington State.
Oh, that's you. Wow. Now, don't you do something with that?
Yeah, I do University of Washington baseball.
So what do you do when they're playing the Cougars? Who do you root for?
Well, I don't root. I'm a broadcaster.
Oh, I see. So you
unbiased opinion.
Right.
Oh, no, you don't do a very good job here being unbiased.
I'm not a broadcaster here.
I see. So you put on your broadcast help.
Yeah, I have different roles.
All right, let's get to the animals in the news here.
You want to hear the Cougar fight song first? Or?
Not unless you also have the Husky
fight song. It's not on the system.
It is, too. Don't get me started, Gary. You know how to keep cougars out of your yard? Put up goalposts. Don't get me started.
Here we go.
All right, animals in the news. Oh, all right. Well, this is a sad one. This is out of Graham, Pierce County. A black Labrador retriever named Lex is missing and presumed dead after alerting a Graham family to a devastating fire in their home. The News Tribune of Tacoma reported that the dog's barking and whining woke the family up, and the family got out of the house safely. But when they did, Lex was nowhere to be found, and they assumed the dog was lost in the fire. But bless his heart for saving his family. Oh, this is fascinating. If you haven't read this article, pull it up at seattletimes.com. It's out of the Tuesday edition, How the Ants Go Rafting to Survive in a Flood. Did you read that,
yeah,
Scotty?
Yeah, this is awesome.
This is
it's totally cool.
Now get this, Gary. Congress could learn a thing or two about teamwork from Solanopsis invicta, the dreaded fire ant. When swept up by a flood, a colony of critters, thousands of them, will save themselves by joining forces and forming a raft. They pile together and lock arms, legs, and jaws.
Jaws?
Uh-huh. They're so bound, an ant raft can survive for months sailing off to new lands.
An ant raft?
An ant raft. Engineers studying animal oddities now report that together, the ants aren't just stronger, they're more buoyant, airtight even. And this is a quote, water does not penetrate the raft. And it... even the bottom layer of ants stays dry. But why? Individual fire ants, when dropped in water, struggle and flail, but a close inspection reveals a thin layer of air clinging to the swimmer. It's a self-supplied flotation device.
Wow.
The uneven, hairy surface of the ant's skin explains why the water can't penetrate. Apparently, that's the same with ducks. I guess duck feathers... repel water because they have bumps on the feathers or something. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, that's how they explain it. But although individual fire ants have been thoroughly studied, until now, no one had bothered to figure out how the ant rafts float. But now, so this is what the... this is the part that I object to. Some people have too much time on their hands. I mean, why do we need to do these to animals? Because, you know, I think even ants have feelings. But what they did is they took colonies of 500 to 800 ants and they put them in large beakers And then they twirled the beakers, and there wasn't any water in the beakers, but they twirled the beakers, and so the ants automatically formed a big ball. And then they dropped the ball, the sphere of ants, the ball, they dropped them into water. And then it was the amazing social behavior became evident, because the ants on the top crawled down to the water and grabbed onto the water level ants, and then the next layer came down, and that continued until they had totally flattened out into a raft, and there's about 2.5 layers of ants per raft. Hmm. And here's the part I don't like. When the engineers flash froze one ant raft with liquid nitrogen and scanned it under a microscope, they saw ants clinging to one another every which way. Legs on legs, jaws on legs, jaws on jaws, and like I said, about 2.5 layers of ants. And that this rafting behavior likely evolved because fire ants come from the often flooded regions of Brazil and Argentina.
Hmm.
That's
a tightly knit community.
Yeah, nice. That would be true. Okay, speaking of interesting subjects, this was on the front page of the Seattle Times on Monday. Did you see this? Invasive species is fighting them a losing battle. And this, it's an article about the Western snowy plover, which is a type of little bird that nests on the coastal beaches. And they need, apparently, open sandy areas to build their nest, because then they can see predators coming and that's how they stay safe. Well, the foundation of this article has to do with European grasses that have invaded and are growing on our coast lined, and that the grasses fill up the open sandy areas. And so up until now, the powers that be have been bulldozing those grasses. But, you know, I almost put this in good news, because the attitudes are changing. It says, you know, they thought they were helping by bulldozing these grasses and giving the plowers room to live. But now new research from Oregon State University shows those efforts may have unwelcome side effects. And, you know, it destroys normal species. And it seems that maybe us trying to control these things is causing more problem than good. And so if you didn't have to see that article, go ahead and read it, because it's really fascinating. And it looks like we're probably going to stop some of this stuff. But it's kind of nice to know that we're looking at these things and making adjustments. What we're doing isn't working. All right, this up until the news last night, I had watched King News last night. This was in the good news pile. Last week, Gary, you weren't here.
No.
But I told everybody about a press release about a virtual Android phone game, mm-hmm. that had come out called Dog Wars.
Yeah.
And it was a virtual game of dog fighting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was pretty bad. And so the press release was calling for everyone to email Google and get them to take this dog fighting game, the Dog Wars, off. And the quote from the developers, this is what really got me. The developers stated on their game description page, "If you have a bug up your butt about the game concept, remember it is just a video game."
Right.
Yeah. But this is so. Then the follow up to that was the first part of this last week. The Michael Vick, you know, the football player that did the dog fighting, he put out a statement, quote, "I've come to learn the hard way that dog fighting is a dead end street. Now I am on the right side of this issue, and I think it's important to send smart message to kids and not glorify this form of animal cruelty, even in an Android app." Well, now, then, Wayne Pacelle, the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, he added, Android should drop Dog Wars from its online market and join the national movement to save dogs from this violent practice. Because Dog Wars actually instructs players on how to condition a dog using methods that are standard in organized dog fighting, this game may be a virtual training ground for would-be dog fighters. Yeah. Its timing and message are all wrong. I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. And I'm glad Michael Vicks is on that side.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so then the good news was this came out on April 27th. There may still be a little hope left in humanity yet. The Dog Wars game has been pulled from the Android marketplace after gamers, the Humane Society, actress Alicia Silverstone, and NFL player Michael Vick all called for its removal.
Yay.
Yay! Like I said, that lasted until last night in the 11 o'clock news, King 5. They had a report on that Dog Wars is back. It's back in the Android marketplace, but what they did, they pulled it in order to regroup, and now they've brought it back, but you have to pay for it. It's not free anymore.
God.
So that apparently is how they're dealing with it right now. I don't think that's good enough. Mm-hmm. I'd say Michael Vick, Wayne Pacelle, all you guys, get going again. It's unbelievable to me that even in a paying venue. And I know it's a free will choice zone and all of that, but a game that actually teaches you how to raise and train and condition dogs for fighting. I mean, this isn't just a game. This is a how-to video. Mm. Not good. Not good. Okay. Let's get out of that, how do we say?
Yes.
How about?
Some good stuff.
Well, I'm hesitating in order to let Gary catch up, and hopefully he'll be ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm waiting.
How about
the
best good news about animals? Yay!
Yeah.
Woohoo! And we are all walking on sunshine out here anyway. Woohoo!
Fabulous.
All right. Well, this is pretty much good news, but there's a question mark as to whether it's really good news. We have a couple of those. And this is cat rescued after fire is recovering. This is out of Vancouver, Washington, a cat rescued hiding beneath a futon hours after a fire broke out at a Hazel Dell apartment complex, is continuing to recover under the care of the Humane Society for Southwest Washington. The small gray and black cat, the photograph looks like a tabby, was found by firefighters early Friday and taken to St. Francis Animal Hospital, where it was treated for smoke inhalation and burns. The fire, which started in a first-floor apartment, displaced 56 people. Once the cat was taken outside the building, a pediatric oxygen mask was used to provide him with fresh air. A Humane Society spokeswoman said the cat is under 24-hour care at the home of a staff veterinarian. And a procedure to remove singed skin on the cat's face and paws was performed so the new undamaged skin can grow. And the cat is expected to make a full recovery in 2 to 3 weeks. And he's eating and walking. He's using a litter box. He's functioning normal. So that's all really good news. Now, the problem is that no owner has come to claim the kitty.
Yeah.
You know, so the kitty had to belong to somebody in that apartment complex. And now, so once the cat's fully healed, they'll put him up for adoption. But they haven't named him because they're so hoping the owner will, you know, and maybe they're traumatized from the fire as well, but maybe they'll figure it out. But at any rate, if any of you listening have contacts with people in Vancouver, Washington, if you know anybody that was in that fire and is missing their cat, they need to call the Southwest Washington Humane Society, 360-693-4746, if you know who the kitty belongs to. So let's hope that the kitty finds its people. Okay, now, I have this one as a questionable. I think this is really good news, just not, I'm not positive, and I'm going to save this for Martha and Robin Talk to the Animals Sunday, but it sounds good. This is a really interesting press release. And out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, you know, the billionaire entrepreneur Richard Branson is planning to create a colony of lemurs on an undeveloped island he owns in the Caribbean, saying Monday it's a radical idea to save endangered primate that is disappearing from its native African habitat. Now, you know, Branson, of course, has long been involved in efforts to save threatened animals around the world, and apparently he owns more than one island down in the British Virgin Islands, and this island's called Mosquito, M-O-S-K-I-T-O. He owns it, and there's nothing on it. I mean, it's just it's just an island. No people don't live there and all of that. And so he's going to bring lemurs in. Now, the reason I put a question mark about this is because there are some animal activists that are questioning whether or not this is a good idea, and this would be introducing a non-native species. Now, of course, it would be on an island. I don't know if lemurs swim or not. And he was talking about bringing in, he's going to get these lemurs. He plans to introduce lemurs on 170 acres of this island. And then he's going to bring in a bunch of different species. The people that are concerned about this and these being non-native species are concerned that the lemurs might end up eating eggs of birds and lizards and all this kind of stuff. But pretty much lemurs only eat fruit, leaves, and flowers, so that's probably not a problem. But he's getting the lemurs they're going to release there from zoos. And then he's going to put in a bunch of different, different kinds of lemurs. So he'll have, these are going to be ring-tailed lemurs, but there's a bunch of different kind of lemurs, I think, and it'll be the only colony that's outside of Africa. Anyway, I think this is kind of interesting. So we'll see how that works. And the winner of the best good news is a write-up in the Everett Herald on an Arlington Goat Haven Sanctuary. Now, we've had these folks on the air with us before, but it's a wonderful write-up. So check out heraldnet.com if you want to read about Ellen Felsenthal. She's the gal I've interviewed on the air, and she has New Moon Farm Goat Rescue and Sanctuary in Arlington, doing some incredible work, and I wanted to tell you that the article's all about her and the work she does with the goats, and the New Moon Farm Rescue and Animal Sanctuary is located in Arlington. They have fundraisers throughout the year, including Goat 101 workshops and basic care classes, because now goats are legal to own in the city, like in Seattle and so forth. So if you want to learn how to do goats for milk and so forth, you can go to the Goats 101 classes at New Moon Farm Goat Rescue. June 11th, they're having an event and raffle at Bothell Feed Supply. And July 9th, get this, Goat Olympics is planned at the Evergreen Fairgrounds in Monroe. And the New Moon will have some goat gear and stuff for sale. And you can check them out at newmoonfarm.org.
So, good weed eater, too.
Oh, yeah, goats are great weed eaters. Yeah, so that's very cool. All right, so that wraps up the news. And now how about we do a quick current events? Caught him. I even warmed him ahead of time.
I know. It was all written in front of me and everything. And
yeah.
I'm not used to current events in the first hour.
All right. See, it was a change of plans. I pulled you off automatic pilot. Speaking of that, I better find my current events.
Uh-huh.
Right? Oh, now don't you just... I just had to pull it out from under a pile.
I see.
I'm really on top of things.
I had to pull this out of an audio pile, so it's kind of.
I see.
The same
so okay. Quit laughing, Scott. All right. Well, on the current events list. How about public tour of Posadas Safe Haven will be next Saturday, May 7th in Sultan. And you need to make a reservation because they'll email you driving directions. You can join the staff and animals for an afternoon of fun. You'll tour the sanctuary, meet special animals, discuss animal issues. And this month's tour will include a wine tasting of their private label, A Voice for the Animals. It's a Syrah. It's $3 a taste and I think like $24 a bottle, and of course benefits Posado. You can bring your family and friends, however kids under 12 are not invited. And Mother's Day gifts will be available at the Posado gift shop. And for reservations, and go to www.posadosafehaven.org and click on events, or you can call them at 360-793-9393, extension 108. And then mark your calendars for Posado's annual BARK. It's going to be at Marymore Park this summer, July 31st. And they're going to have a fun day of entertainment, demonstrations, agility courses, and vendors. They'll have a fundraising dog walk that will start at 1 p.m., and there will be obviously more details to follow at posadosafehaven.org in the events section. And, of course, hopefully they'll keep us informed, so we'll have more details as they are available. All right, I told you already, today is the last day of the annual People Helping Horses rummage sale and fundraiser. It's today from 10 to 4 p.m. at the People Helping Horses facility in Arlington. And you can call them at 360-435-9393. And by the way, if you're missing any details here, you can always go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events. You'll get all the details and more than I have time to give you on the air here. Let's see, we've got a silent auction and dinner to benefit Rabbit Meadows on June 4th from 2 to 5 at the Rusty Pelican Cafe in Seattle. Let's see, more to love Chubby Cats discounts at the Humane Society through May 31st. All adult cats over 1 year of age are $1 a pound off. So the bigger the cat you get, the more, the bigger the discount. Oh, and here's an exciting event. You can join me at New Spirit Journal's 6th birthday party. It will be Saturday, June 4th. Scotty will be there, too,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, 11 to 3 at East West Bookshop in Seattle. Meet the publishers, columnists, advertisers, and help create and help celebrate. And there will be a 2011 Blessing of Your Intentions ceremony that will be from 12 to 12:30. The Reiki Baker is making cupcakes for the event, and there'll be networking, free literature, and an open mic where people will talk for 5 minutes about what they do and all that sort of thing. So it's going to be great fun. I hope you will come and join us. That's June 4th at East West Bookshop in Seattle. Mark your calendars for Meow's annual Fine Lines and Felines 2011, Fine Wines and Felines 2011. That will be Saturday, July 16th. And the 9th annual Puppy Putt fundraiser for Guide Dogs of America will be June 18th. There's a raffle for a Harley Sportster and a $1,000 custom paint job and other great items. And it's a motorcycle poker run to benefit the guide dogs. And you can find out more at www.puppyputt.com. Ooh, Dog Days and Raven Nights at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett will be Thursday, May 5th. And you can go to www.streamkeeper.org to read about that. Beat the Heat with Homeward Pet Adoption, female cat spayed for $25 through May 31st. And Perfect Pals Average Joe Cat Show will be Saturday, May 14th at the Shoreline Center from 10 to 3 p.m. And Humane Society's Tuxes and Tails is next Saturday, May 7th. We will be obviously missing. First fundraiser ever for Missing Pet Partnership will be Saturday, May 14th at 5 p.m. Wine Sleuth, W-H-I-N-E, Sleuth Interactive Pet Detective Mystery Wine Tasting Event. You must be over 18. It's at Castle Bridge Winery. www.winesleuth.org. And go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events to get all the details if you missed any. And that wraps up current events. That also wraps up the first hour of Animal World. We're going to turn this hour right around and... Oh, by the way, I just forgot to remind you that I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. You check it out online, www.newspiritjournal.com. Okay.